and gentlemen, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today's talk a nice day, and we are Kulen Kalam Susapasalam. That is what it is. Wazala, hola kanjani. It is what it is. So ladies and gentlemen, today is a Tuesday and it's 7 minutes past the hour of 10. My name is the Matriarch. I am Queen Mother of the Tribe, and today we have a continuation of Kakora Kekuje. Kakora Kekuje is a proverb, an Oshindonga proverb, that says basically, take it in, take in straight and it's going to turn on you, or take it in and then it's going to become your worst nightmare or worst enemy or worst whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, so initially, we were most now supposed to be like, oh yeah, and people are nice people, but we're most not like that, us. We are not like that. As we are wild, we are wild, wild, wild and all over the place. So, part of our process of being wild and all over the place is that team. We were talking about a story. We were talking about giving the good guy a chance. It was basically just the story about giving a good guy a chance. You know, sometimes you get tired of being a harlot. You get tired of roaming the streets. And then you're like, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to settle down with Mr. Right. I'm going to settle down with a nice guy. A guy that my dad would approve of. A guy that my dad wouldn't shake his head every time he says, like, can I help you out, pops? He's not even going to say, can I help you out, pops? He's going to be, good afternoon, father. Can I help you? Like, yeah. Sometimes you just want to settle down. And the settling down is not necessarily to say that it is only one-sided, but it is also, it's also the same for men. Men also settle. Men also leave the wild ones behind, because yeah, you can shake your bum bum, yeah, wherever you are, you can shake your bum bum and all of that, and you'll be like, yeah, I like this. I like this for now. But it's only a now situation, but I cannot picture myself having babies with you. I cannot picture myself having trends with you. I cannot picture myself having anything with you apart from let's just have fun, okay? Let's just have fun. Let's just have fun. Let's just have fun. Yeah, sometimes it's just fun that we need to have. And then apart from that, I can't picture my life with you like that. So it's okay. So last night we were talking about a particular young lady. We didn't give her a name. So basically, they at this point, she gives the nice guy a chance. She starts warming up to him, and then she starts appreciating his presence. She starts noticing his presence. She starts being at one and at peace. You know, it's not climatic. It's not out of this world. It's not butterflies and hurricanes. It's not dynamite and street vendors. It's just an ordinary shandy. Good evening.
Hello.
I'm fine, my love. How are you doing? I can't hear you properly.
Oh, you can hear me properly. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Welcome to Talk Therapy on Pulling Heartstrings.
Oh.
Yes, we are doing talk therapy this whole time. We're doing talk therapy. We're talking you guys out of situations.
What situations?
All the situations, even the situation you were in yesterday, because you sound very Oza, happy today. What's
that? I'm out of this situation.
You're out of the situation. You are happier. It's like a bag was taken off your shoulders. So, you came to brief us. Please, what happened? We are all for it.
I complied to what you told me.
Uh-huh.
And I
okay. It's a difficult one, that one. You're like, woo.
Listen.
Hey, okay.
I spoke to him like immediately when he spoke, because now Ongodohaki is in Nike, because it had been an hour, we've been talking for an hour, right?
Yeah.
And then I called him, and then because obviously I couldn't tell him what was happening.
Yeah.
Because I kept it as a secret, like I was kind of like, you know.
You know, eh, Habibi now, eh.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I was just like, no, I know I've been like off all these days. I've been giving you some lame excuses. I just told him I was kind of like just going through a situation and stuff. But don't worry, like I got it covered. And like, I'm like, okay now.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. Like, it was just a situation that was happening at home, but like, it's now solved.
Yeah.
And we're cool, man, because I've never had a problem. He's that guy that was just waiting for him to do something bad, but he just was not doing it. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'm also picking up, but it's cool. If you're good, I'm good. I'm like, yeah.
Aww.
And then the other one.
That one is the juice now. Yeah, because me, I know here at home, we are reading our newspaper and we understand the assignment. Kucha, okay, so do you want some chocolate? You're like, yes, please. Like, okay, I'm coming now. Okay.
I woke up to his test in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then he was just like, yo, Nduva, hi. And now me, yeah, like,
yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You know, and then I told
home wrecker.
No, really, the advice that you gave me last night, right,
mm-hmm.
kept just ringing at the back of my head when I was now talking to that one. And then I told him,
mm-hmm.
I told him, I'm like, nah, I think, I've got advice from somebody who is like a big sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, and then it's like, what advice? I'm like, no, she just, you know, I literally just told him what you told me, that this getting back together with ex-boyfriends and doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And then he just laughed. And I'm like, what's funny? So she's telling the truth, right? And it's like, no, she's not. Mm-hmm. She's going on. But then I had to, you know, like, because I could tell that he didn't want to end the conversation, but I had to come up with an excuse. To
You're like, I'm going, my dear, bye.
Yeah, I've got a club right now to attend to, so I'm going to talk to you later. Uh-huh. But I never, and also because he's also a guy with so much pride. He has got an ego. The fact that I said, nah, I've got a slot to attend to, he just said, okay, and I know he's never going to text anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of like gave him an attitude.
It's not even you gave him an attitude, my dear. You just told him the truth. Because sometimes, check. The world is such a twisted place, right? Sometimes some people just want to come back to you to hurt you as much as you hurt them.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not
saying
this nonsense anymore.
Exactly. Like, whoa, no, sorry, I've got a man. I like
exactly.
that.
I
hold the thought. Hold the thought.
Usafe's shelves are stocked with fresh produce, pantry staples, and more. All at prices you can afford. Pay only $134.99 for selected Lovis premium disposable nappies, $54.99 for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Polagrid dishwashing liquid, $14.99, and 400 milliliters Dawn hand and body cream, $29.99. You save, I save, we all save at Usafe.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Sissy.
Hi, sis. Hey.
What are we talking about today?
It's that one. We are continuing with giving the nice guy a chance. Mm-hmm. Hey, basically your situation is exactly what we're talking about. Like, in general, we were talking about that prior to your call, and even today it's a continuation because we didn't exactly finish it. We just jumped into talk therapy. Mara, you know, when you want something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are convinced that you're coming from like a good place and all of that, right? You must try a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
You just told this guy, I've got a slot and I'm going now. And then he's like, okay. And then it's a wrap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not like, no, he's not fighting his case.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you would have changed your mind anyways, because it is the wrong thing to do, but this is just a telltale sign. Do you want to be with somebody, ne, that has such an ego that even mm-hmm. if the thing that you are saying, ngai kandihore ne, or relationship adhanu, ya pukururo ya kwao, that means orinje kohinga omos. Shai yo pukuranje orinje kohinga omos. So that means you can watch me walking into the dungeons and fires, but because it messes with your ego, you let me burn.
The okay guy.
Yeah, the okay guy. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
What happened? I can say there's an attitude. Yeah, I can see something is off, something feels off.
Yeah.
But what's going on? Just talk to me. No, it's nothing.
Yeah. Those okay. And what? Okay.
They annoy me, bruh. Those ones are annoying.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Then she's like, yeah. Exactly. Like nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants that. I feel like we are too old to be spending our whole entire youth and our whole entire not youth on people, ne, that you just don't know where it's going. I know for how long are we not dated out, guys? Are we not, we've been dating for decades. Are we not dated out? We're all dated out, guys.
I kind of like also low-key want to reason with them. This is me trying to, you know, like, because I'm the type of person that is always trying to, you know, like, understand. But maybe this is where he's coming from.
No.
You know, we're also living. No, I'm not saying I'm that.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying
okay,
no.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the this one now, we're living in a generation of people that like saying that, but we're old enough or we're mature enough to know what we're doing now.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So I think the ego guys or the ego girls, because sometimes they can also be girls.
We all have
sometimes
egos.
Sometimes when you do something, sometimes when you do something in a relationship, for instance, I might say, but you know what you're doing.
Mm.
You are doing that because maybe you just don't love me enough. Mm. Like, why would you do that? I don't want to argue with an elder that knows exactly why they are here, but they are still doing that.
Mm.
So if you're going to come up to me and be like, no, but let's talk and my ego, I'm going to feed my ego and be like, she knows what she's doing. So I'm just going to, you know.
No, but a person like, that says, let's talk, right? That is a person worth having in your corner. A person that says, let's talk, a person that wants to hear you out, that is a person worth having in your corner. A person that you don't want in your corner is a person that basically belittles things so much that you don't see it, and also they don't agree with anything. Like, if we are talking about the situation of today, right? A person that says something like, oh, so you're gonna listen to her advice, right? That would mean, right, that this person is just there for themselves. This person didn't ask you, okay, so what did she mean when you guys were talking? Like, what did you talk about? Like, oh, okay. So which perspective was she taking it from? You know? No, but like, people that don't ask questions. People that don't ask questions are people that don't want to hear you talking.
Mm.
Yes. People that don't ask questions are people that don't want to hear what you have to say. It's another theory again.
It's another theory again.
Or is it, it's another what? But then these are my emotions and this is my life, right? And you see now how all of the sudden, right, the way you feel towards the main man, like Habibi, right, it's more calm and it's more friendly. You know, but now you can see, kucha. You know, it was the Bible people that were on radio before me tonight, ne? The church people. This is where you can take an example from them, kucha. The devil is amongst us, Because the whole time before the talk, you're like, oh, that guy, he's just whack. Like, oh, you know. And then when the devil is removed, right? You're like, no, but this is stability. This is calmness. This is somebody that you can get angry with this person, and this person is not the type of person to fuel your anger.
Mm.
You can learn something from this person. There's this doctor guy. His name is Dr. Gunter. Yeah, Gunter or something like that. He's a Jew. He was born during the Holocaust. So he's like 89 or something like that. Now this guy, he's a psychologist, right? So he says that your partner is going to be your worst nightmare and your wildest dreams. That's the person you marry. The one that brings out the worst in you and also brings out the best in you. That's the person that you end up with. And when we say the worst in you, right? It is basically like the rage you feel towards a partner. that you are going to be with for a long time is not the same as these fleeting boyfriends. It is deeper than that. And the happiness that you feel with somebody that is consistent with you, right, is something completely different. And that is why when we enter into relationships, we must learn, because we must learn the qualities that we want from this person. Like with you and Habibi, right? I would think that you guys make a good match because you are very talkative and you have something to say and you also apply logic and reason a lot. So with Habibi now, Habibi sounds like, because I don't know him, right? He sounds like a person that listens and he sounds like a person that can engage. You know, even if you guys have to talk, he can engage and he can actually listen to that conversation. So what are we going to learn from him? We're going to learn the art of listening attentively. Yeah, that's what we're going to learn. And that's even if the relationship ends one day and even if it doesn't work out, that is a quality that is extremely good that we must carry on. So the concept of the giving the nice guy a chance, right? The giving the nice guy a chance is not necessarily to say that every single situation like this ends in heartbreak. It could also mean that giving the nice guy a chance is really just giving a nice guy a chance to also love on you. Are you not tired? Are you not tired of wondering where somebody is?
I am.
Oh, are you not tired of texting and not being replied to on time? are you not tired of being angry every day?
Are you not tired of bringing up an issue and all you get is okay?
Yeah. Like I've got a headache. Like, yeah. What? It's always you that's sick.
Let me quickly ask you something just regarding what you said right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what, because we fall in love with people, right?
Mm.
And relationships like that end due to whatever toxicity that was happening in the relationship. And then you now ask the universe, like you're saying last night, I had to ask the universe because he's the type of person that was looking for an end. And then this person comes around.
Mm.
Are we looking for qualities? Are we looking for our expectations or love? I don't know if you're getting my question.
Okay.
So are we getting our expectations and then we fall in love after we get what we were looking for?
The first thing that happens is mutual attraction. You must like what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you must like what you see. It might not be the ordinary what you like, right? But there must be something that is appealing for you. So it could be that he's ugly, ne? Mara, he's got body. You understand? You know, like he's got body. Even if he's ugly, he got body. Eh? And you also want to touch it. You understand? Or he might be fire in the face. His ID card doesn't decline, but his body is just potato looking. You understand? Or he could be short, or he could be too tall, or he could be too dark, or he could be too light. It could be anything. But we fall in love, or we don't fall in love, we get attracted first. I honestly believe that there is no such thing as falling in love when you are looking for stability. It is a matter of growing in love. First of all, we get attracted and then we choose to be committed to this person. It's all a choice. There's no such thing of, I just fell in love. Yeah. You were lustful. It's okay. You wanted to bang. It's fine. But growing in love is you growing in love with this person daily. Because if you are falling in love, right, you don't know what is at the bottom of that pit that you're falling into. And the fall from grace is so hard and so far. You can fall in love with somebody, right, if you want to, but I would choose for us to better structure our words so that, because the universe is blind. The universe is blind. The universe hears exactly what you says and gives you that you say. It's not to say that ondina kuthimbura kucha, this is what she means, you know. And by universe, we're talking about your maker, we're talking about God, we're talking about whoever or whatever you believe in, right? So if we are saying that I want to fall in love, like, hey, you are going to fall in love and it's going to be exactly the way that you pictured it, but it's also going to end. And then you can say that I want a mutual love. I want a reciprocated love. I want a love that I feel the way you feel. And did you know that within relationships, right, there's seasonal love. We can love each other, but we're not in love with each other. But we are riding out the phase where we are not in love with each other. I will still come to the hospital for you. I will still call you every day. I will still be there, but I'm just not gaga over you anymore, right? And then there's a phase where one partner loves the other partner more. And then the tables turn. Yeah. And then the tables turn and then it's his turn to love on you. And it's not like you hate him or anything. You're just not infatuated with him anymore, like the way it was. Like you. Yeah. It's just like, I know I'm still here. And he's every day like, oh no, I love you so much. You're like, okay, cool. I love you too. You know, but it's not like the way you were like, oh my God, I love you. But it's like, you know, like, it's not like that. It's a calmness. If you want to find out if you are genuinely in love, right? You must notice the calmness that you feel about the relationship. You know, I think that throughout my journey, especially like with best friend and stuff, throughout my journey, I've talked about our troubles and our trials and tribulations, right? But I can honestly say that there are just certain things that I can say in my heart and in my spirit and in my body and in everything that I am, that I need not worry about that. Like with me, I don't worry about women at all. Not because he's not attractive, not because he there are not other women that are attractive, but because I know him. Mm. His biggest fear is Osida. Hey, tilo mwenye ne, chapote kutalala no mejo. It's true.
Yeah.
And I used to think, because I've also been with other people, you know, I used to think it was just maybe talk, right? And then I got to know him. And then I got to know his family. His mom is a nurse and she used to put up posters of gonorrhea and syphilis and stuff like that in the house. Yeah. So he grew up like, hey, ipalai janto. Ipalai janto, please. Yeah. But hold the thought.
Okuye kuranga o mathimbo ya mkucha omoroshe kitu na ompango odhinjido monjira ngashi ino taaguru kila shampoka ino hinga kuhio dhungo ino hinga anumata ya ira da papa ino hingirira omoroshoka inatukara okutura onkaramunyo ii moshiponga ino ninga omuyarurwa ino ninga oshinene nima kara omorongithi monjira omu inekewa ninga shoka sho monjira eto kupitha omuinyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So basically, it's just getting to know this person. And when we are talking about giving the nice guy a chance, right? It is also giving yourself a breather from all the toxicity that is out there in the world and just riding the wave out. Now the problem is when the nice guy hurts you.
Bruh.
Yeah, like what? You're not even in my league. Yeah. And there was zero hand. I allowed you into my body. Eh? I gave you a chance.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's the problem. But we can't live our lives in fear like that. We just have to hope for the best and do our best in everything that we're doing. Love truly and have as much adventure as you can. Life is so dull. Life is so
dull.
No, listen, but mm-hmm. also the matriarch, when it comes to you saying that we just live our lives and all of that and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been living, bro.
Have you?
No, I have. I've been there. I've done all that. I've been hurt countless times. I'm joking. I haven't been around like that.
Mm.
But I'm just saying it. We get hurt.
Mm.
And when you get hurt, it's ugly. There's nothing beautiful about it.
Mm.
You know? And more especially when you tried now committing to this person,
mm.
thinking that, let me say, or ask me for it 3-4 times in your life.
Mm.
And then you're like, I'm done. Because I feel like I'm young, eh?
Mm.
But there was a point in my life where I was just like, I'm done in relationships.
Mm.
Because what's going on? I didn't want to try that anymore.
Mm.
That don't the horrendous John.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
But because now, what led me to that point,
mm.
is how ugly it gets when you get heartbroken.
Mm.
It's not a beautiful feeling at all.
Mm.
So you tend to, you know, like give up. So what do you then mean that we should just leave and fall in love again and get committed to people?
Mm.
And you know exactly the type of society that we're living in with so many stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why right now, ne, as young people, we're getting in relationships just to be there for the sake of being, and whatnot, because
mm-hmm.
you get to give your heart and all of that that you're telling me to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a blink of an eye, he just throw it under the bus as if it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just ghost you. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Mm-hmm. But the question is, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it that most of our issues in adulthood stem from our childhood? Most of our insecurities stem from our childhood. Most of all the things that make up our personalities and our characters are things that have happened in our childhoods or even in our adolescence or in our teenagehood, right?
Yeah.
So let's go. If I had to ask you, Nduva, what type of men do you like?
That's in terms of?
What type of men do you like to date?
What type?
What type?
That's a very tricky question.
Yeah? Is it?
But I mean, the type of person, no, I feel like it's tricky because I don't know the type of person that I like.
Okay, then what type have you dated before?
Lukewarm.
He's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Yeah. Okay. So what have you dated before?
I've dated,
What have you liked? We're not only just talking about the dated scene. We can even talk about somebody that you crushed on and it didn't go anywhere. Or somebody that you spoke with, but it didn't go anywhere. It's not necessarily all the relationships that made it to second base. Yeah, to second base are relationships. Let's just see, like, holistically, if you had to define the men that you were attracted to, right? What was that? What were you looking for? Or like, what did you find there? What do they have in common?
Besides the looks.
Okay, so we are looking at looks.
Oh, right now we're looking. No,
okay, no. We are writing it down, right? Because we are doing a psychoanalysis, analysis, right?
Okay.
So they have to be handsome. That you don't like ugly dudes. Okay, cool. Next.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Hygiene should also be a thing.
Mhm. Clean.
Clean.
Mhm.
I love him.
Send me a picture. So I know what I'm getting myself into. Ha! Huh? Don't trap me with this love nonsense and then later on I love you and I can't leave you. I get it, girl. I love them. Mm?
And dark.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit dark.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, looks aside, the matriarch, but then you have to be good looking.
Yeah, okay. All right. What else? Like, okay, so we have put his physique down, right? We have talked about his appeal, what he looks like, and what would make you look at him. So he has to have the looks for it, one, and he has to be clean, and then he has to be not a yellow bone. Whoa. You know? He must be a little darkish. So yeah. Okay. That got our attention. We are looking now. So you get to know him, or you get to sit down and you get to talk. So what are you taking from his speech and what he's talking about that might interest you?
Somebody that has potential towards life.
Okay. So he must have potential.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Personality.
Okay. What type of personality are you looking for? Oh.
He must have like a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
Those dry things.
I don't like people that are too serious.
Mm. Not that you don't like people that are too serious, but people that just, you can't have a laugh with them. What are we going to be doing? It's like the whole time, 10 years together. What are we going to be doing, nah, bruh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he has to have a sense of humor. He has to be funny. What else?
Communication-wise,
You guys all talk about communication. You guys all talk about communication, right? But yet, none of you guys talk about, I need to be able to comprehend what he's saying. We all want everybody to be such great communicators, but are we good comprehenders?
We are.
Are we?
Certainly. I think that's one thing that you once spoke about also.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing on my show is that as much as we like preaching about the vitality of communication,
mm-hmm.
are we able to take in what people, how people communicate to us. And I don't know how other people are doing it, but then it's just a warning that I'm not giving out there. But personally, I think it was a struggle at the beginning because I catch feelings way too fast.
I'm in love, I'm getting married tomorrow. You guys have one date, you are looking at wedding gowns.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm honestly speaking, I'm the type of girl that you tell the truth, because if there's something going on, I'm like that. But just tell me. I just need you to be honest with me until you tell me. Then I'm like,
yeah. Then I blow it. Yeah. Then I blow up.
You get what I'm saying? And then I feel like I'm slowly but surely also just growing out of it. I think that's the type of guy that I like.
Okay, so thereby communication, right? I think that this is a thing that you 21st century chicks came up with, but I don't really believe in that. He must be a good communicator, because also communication is not just talking. Communication is more than just a conversation, because I might not be able to articulate myself, but if you know me enough, you know exactly what I'm saying. But many of us are forcing people that can't talk to talk. And then we dump them because they can't talk. But the fact that, so he can tell you that I really don't like it when you're hanging around with men at 2 a.m. at night. So he doesn't tell you this, right? What he does is just rock up there where you are at 2 a.m. because you're a petite lady. He just picks you up and puts you in the car and drives off. You are like, yeah, but why don't you just tell me, bro? I just told you I done picked you up. I literally picked you up. I told you through action. I didn't harm you, nothing. I picked you up and I put you in the car and I drove off and then I bought you ice cream. And then I paid the Netflix. So what does that say? Because I'm communicating like that. But you are like, yeah, just tell me. Like, is it when you talk about communication, right? Does that mean somebody has to have all the necessary words for it, or is it also articulated through actions and through body language? Because we can't necessarily hate somebody for not being confrontational, because they might have grown up in a very hostile environment where they were not allowed to express themselves. But it doesn't mean that they don't love you. It just means that they find it difficult to be verbal, just like the way you are. And that is why you find a lot of dudes are killing their girlfriends when the girlfriend wants to go, because he loves her so much, but he doesn't know how to say it. And she keeps saying, you don't love me.
No, and I feel like this is where the it's okay low-key come in now. I believe.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay from your habibi. is a different conversation. It's okay from the guy that you are rejecting is a different conversation because it's a different dynamic. It's okay, right? It's not like cut ties with this guy. Cut it. Don't give excuses for him because he's supposed to be a gladiator. He's supposed to be fighting for something that he wants. So when you are fighting, when you're fighting for something that you want, there's no, I can't talk.
I hear you, Nick, but this is, it's okay that I'm talking about, let's forget about having the other guys I'm rejecting.
Mm.
Let's like talk about it's okay just in general, because you spoke about, just people that grew up or people that are coming from houses where they're not allowed to express themselves and stuff like that.
No, but that one doesn't work. That one, it's okay. Like, even if it's outside the dynamics of what we're talking about at the beginning, that one doesn't work because, right? Expression is also an answer. So if you are saying it's okay with a straight face and no emotion, right? Then you're a psychopath. Then you're dangerous because I just hurt you and you're telling me it's okay. Yeah. If it's said with some emotion, then you should be able to read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be able to read it, you know? And sometimes, right, the it's okay is the same thing that irritates all of us. Because it's like a woman saying, I'm fine, when you know she's not fine. It's the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this communication, okay, so we like a clean guy and we like a guy with potential and he must be funny and he must be a good communicator because you are such an immaculate communicator yourself. I guess. And what else? What does he do?
I think what you do, for me, I don't think I really have a specific, I can't be like, I love you must work as an AC.
Okay, but if he's not working, then how are you guys going to support your relationship? Are you going to be the provider?
No, obviously, hey. I'm not going to do that.
Hey.
But what I'm saying is that.
$2. I'm just asking because
the thing is, yeah, when it comes to the finances, I feel like that's where I can't say just you know, be able to don't be broke.
Okay.
Yes. But I can't really say that I love guys that work in offices. You must be a business person. You must, as long as you're doing so good with yourself financially.
Okay, so basically you want a person that can support themselves.
Support themselves and let's also be able to sustain the relationship.
Yeah. But first of all, because we are not in a relationship yet, you must be able to sustain yourself. You must be good. Like, yeah, you must be good. You must have roll on. You must have whatever.
Exactly. Okay. That's why I respect hygiene. I'm big on that.
Yeah. Okay. So what else? Education?
Strict math. Education,
okay.
And apart from academics, you know, I had a conversation once with doctor and this is what he spoke about.
Mm.
He said, I'll never, ever in my life date a teacher. Somebody that works as a teacher.
Mm.
And I'm like, but why, doctor? He said, no, because...
They're always correcting people.
No, you know what he said?
Mm.
He said, all they know is what they memorized in those books. Apart from that, they know nothing else. Like, they don't apply logic, nothing.
I don't know what you did to the phone, but you got excited there.
Really? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
I was saying,
this
man that used to be my friend said to me, we're having a conversation
about the teachers, and he said that's all they know.
And then he said that he's never ever going to date a teacher or have a teacher as his wife in his life. Mm. And I was like, but why? And then he said that all they know is what they memorize in those books.
Mm.
That they know, because they don't apply logic to know nothing when it comes to real life. Mm. Like, oh yeah, ne? And as much as for me when it comes to academics, as much as I want on Makohora Montenga, like, you know, give me five African countries. Like, what do you mean? Like, let's have a conversation about those things.
Mm.
You know, what do you know in geography when it comes to what is it? As much as you must Makohora, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Let's also just be realistic when it comes to real life. Forget about the academics. Mm. Your IQ. You should be able to, let's debate about something. Mm. What do you think? Give me your two senses when it comes to NESA being cut or people don't want to pay these kids anymore and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What are your two senses when it comes to such things? Mm. Not just things that you learned in geography and stuff.
Mm.
I don't want that.
Okay. So you want somebody that can hold a conversation, and this conversation should be of all dynamics. It can't just, you must know 10% of everything at least, or even just a little bit of something. You must know, that there's DRC in this world. You know? Yeah, you must know that. Okay. All right. So let me go to dad. What type of dad do you have?
My father.
Yeah.
I've got a very, my boy, that man, I've got a very loving father,
mm-hmm.
a very supportive father,
mm-hmm.
very strict though,
mm-hmm.
very, very strict, and he can say anything when he's angry, and he mm-hmm. crashes out. When he crashes out, he makes sure he says everything, even things that you did at 16 years old, is going to remind you of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's loving, man, and he's loving because he's very smart. He's pretty smart, like he's very calm also when it comes to some certain situations, you know.
Is he a degree holder?
No, he's not.
Mm. Okay.
My dad is even that from the day that he came here. Hold on, my dear. That one, he came here at the age of 18, I think, and he never left.
Yeah, okay.
No education, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man, I love him because he's very smart, he's very calm,
mm-hmm.
and he likes nice things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's the man that I feel like was just trying to, you know, like find himself and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as at the time he didn't have anything, mm-hmm. he tried to not be like his problems.
Yeah.
And now he's cruising nicely and just enjoying the fruits of his labor.
Mm-hmm. What else?
About my father?
Yes.
He's a good communicator.
What makes him a good communicator?
Because when there is something,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't judge. When there's something happening, I mean, we kids, obviously, and we misbehave. And we bring that people, we do and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he comes in, he doesn't come in taking sides.
Mm.
He looks at situations like deep down, like where is this coming from? What did you do and what not? With no judgment until we find the solution to whatever problem.
Mm, so he's a lawyer or he's a judge. Okay? he's a judge. Yeah. Okay, what else? Is he loving towards his wife?
Huh?
Is he loving towards his wife?
He's very loving.
Okay, so.
Very loving.
How is he loving? How does he display love?
To his wife.
Yeah.
That
lady.
The way he displays his love, man, towards my mom, he tries, you know, whenever he's going somewhere, he wants to go with her.
Mm.
Whether he's going to church and stuff, if my mom is not going, he's not going to go anymore.
Mm.
I don't know why he cautions her. He'd be like, you know, he comes up with something.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like Ngeranga saying, Kujai, and I'm not going to go to church because you're not going anymore.
Yeah.
He just comes up with something and be like, yeah, he likes going with her.
Yeah, okay.
Way.
What else?
What else? I think he supports her. He supports
her. We're not talking about thinking. We are talking about what you see.
Oh, what I see.
What you see as an outsider towards their love. Because we see that, I don't want to give you the memo of my writings, but we have seen that he doesn't like to walk around without his wife. Right? Mm-hmm. So, what else?
Supportive.
Okay.
He supports his wife.
How?
By financially.
Okay.
What else? Oh, those are the things that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. And communication-wise, do they sit under the tree and talk all day? Like, what does their love look like?
When it comes to communication?
No, just what do they... Like, if I had to give you an example of my parents, right, and what their love looks like. My parents were the type of parents, right, that are in the room and they are talking until 2 a.m. Like, they even got a TV in their room so that they can just be in their room talking the whole day. What are they talking about? They are talking their stories. And it's just laughter.
About my parents, when it comes to bed, I think they also do this. They wait for us to sleep, all of us.
Okay.
And because I sleep at 3 a.m., they start talking, thinking I'm asleep. But I'm not.
So you hear them laughing and talking?
Yes, and talking and also gossiping about us and saying, but Duva though, why is she, you know?
And then you go and knock them at 3, kuta, hey.
If
you have something to say, not to
in the morning, I'm like, mommy, I heard you last night. What do you even mean? I'm a very problematic child. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, you're so confrontational. What is this? Like, people cannot have their secrets. Like, no man. No man. Hey. Okay. So what else?
What else?
Okay. So, if I had to tell you that the type of person that you would need, right? Let me tell you what your dad is from my analysis, right? From my analysis. Your dad is a loving, supportive guy that also has a mouth and a temper. This mouth and the temper is not unprovoked, is provoked. So he will never just come home and he's pissed at the world and then he'll take it out on you guys. And then all of a sudden he's talking about the mistakes that you have done and what. He's not that kind of person. But if you provoke him, he's not afraid to defend himself. Mm-hmm. With his mouth. Because you didn't talk about any anger and violence. So I'm guessing he's not an angry and a violent guy. So he crashes out, right? And he's also smart. He's smart in the sense of knowing exactly what he needs to do in order for him to survive. So he's not really to say that he is Iyasheke Oshima. You know, he's the type of person that would hear that, people are digging for diamonds there at the plot next door. And then he'll take his shovel and then he'll go and dig and see if he's going to find a diamond. He's not like, oh my goodness, I can't go there. Oh, I'm going to be shy. He's chilled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he knows where he comes from and he knows his struggles. And he knows that sometimes a man's got to do what a man's got to do, even if it is a little dirty. Mm-hmm. That is why. You don't have a specific type of man you want to date in terms of academia. So you don't care about his academics simply because you come from a dad that is smart in so many ways and knows his responsibilities as a man. So a man make a plan. That's why, a man make a plan. So that is why you are not bothered about, does he have a degree in accounting or did he grow up, selling at the tuck shop and now all of a sudden he's got a shop. You understand? Doesn't matter to you. Mm-hmm. And, he likes nice things. And that is where your deep need for personal hygiene, cleanliness, and looking good comes from. It comes from your dad because you've never seen your dad looking mediocre. Mm-hmm. He always looks good. So, Yeah, he always looks good. So if you grow up seeing your dad, who is your superhero, always looking good, you expect every single man to always look good. If you don't look good, if you don't smell good, if you're not clean, I don't like you.
Oh.
Yeah. And he talks and he listens.
Uh-huh.
So in the talking and the listening, right? If we can relate it to you, you would say it is communication, but it's not actually communication. It is engaging specific issues and really being attentive to it, because you are a person that is hot tempered in a sense of you're not hot tempered. You're just loud. You're just like me. You're loud, right? And people associate being loud to anger or confrontational or whatever it is. So you need a person that is capable of listening to you and hearing you and talking to you. Even if he is the most quiet person, that's what you need out of a relationship. Somebody that can ask you like, okay, all right. So you said that there were house problems that were happening. Like, would you like to share or is it a bit private? You know, even if you say, no, I don't want to share, you feel pleased that he asked you that in the first place. Like, that's your thing. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell him my things, but oh, yeah. And then quality time, right? So quality time is a way that your dad displays love. He likes to spend quality time with his wife. Now, quality time is doing meaningful things with the time that we have together. So meaningful things is something like, let's go to church. Let's go to town. Let's go and do this. Let's go and do that. In his mind, as your dad, right, he is spending time with his wife outside the terrain of home, where nobody is, it's not just responsibilities, it's not just what, it is a mode of showing love, which I'm walking around with you because you're my wife and I love you and this is what we are doing. So if we had to put it within your context of what you are looking for in a dude, we would say it is the part where you said he must be funny. You never figure out somebody's sense of humor unless you spend time with them. So your way of saying this is what you want, right, is by spending time with you so that I can figure out your sense of humor that you have, that is wild, that is immaculate, that is good. And in this, I find that I can love you better when I spend time with you, and also we can laugh, right? Hold the line.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife o handimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungara kavahupi. O netwe kaimwe o kufutarumwe o kuinyengarumwe o kujapandali fio papa ndauka. Onda pumbwa o netwe kaoyo haidira dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe o handi streaming. O mafikwa amwe o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe o handi ningaishe poshikanto shimwe. Pamwina parateza, oenda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, oma kota fanone, data, momkaro wili. Mwana pareka, okutuma koutumaraka, oku streaminga, na okudenga pamwina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always prepare. Parates.
Alrighty, how many minutes have we been talking?
Yeah, it's almost an hour.
Okay, so are you going to call back?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, let me call you back.
Alrighty. But then, okay, so how many minutes?
Then I'm going to call you now.
No, how many minutes are on your screen?
50 minutes.
50, okay, then we still got 10. All right. Yeah. So, quality time. Now, quality time, if you had to communicate it, it would be with you finding somebody funny, right? And then financially, because of where your dad has come from, because of who he is, because you know that things can come from nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are intrigued by people's potential. So you can date somebody that has potential, has absolutely nothing going on in their lives, but they have the potential because they are smart and they are funny and they seem to know what they want to do, right?
Exactly.
So the problem with this potential that you are seeing over here is that sometimes potential is just potential. Sometimes potential just stays there and it doesn't materialize.
Into anything. Yeah.
It just stays there. So with this potential that you're talking about, right? What you need to do is, look at the potential truthfully and honestly under an eye of scrutiny of, okay, he's got the potential to be great. He's got the potential to be an entrepreneur. He's got the potential. But what is he doing right now in his life that displays that he is headed towards being an entrepreneur? The road to becoming an entrepreneur, because then you're going to end up wasting your time because you're going to be waiting for that potential to come to the surface and it's never going to come to the surface and become ambition. It's not going to become something that he's doing. No, it's just going to remain there. And potential goes to the cemetery. Né? It dies. It goes to the cemetery. So, yes, because part of your expectations, even though this is something that you are not willing to admit right now or not, you have not seen it yet, you want a man that can take care of you financially as well. Yes. But when you speak, you don't speak like a person that wants to be taken care of financially. Because the world has made it, seem like most women are gold diggers. So now we are afraid of saying that we want to be taken care of financially because I'm not a gold digger, but because of all your other qualities, it displays that you are not a gold digger. But you do need this, you do need Chelete to come through.
Exactly.
Okay. And then you are also looking for a best friend. So you want somebody that you guys can gossip with. You want somebody that you can talk conversations with. You want an all-rounder. He must be intellectual enough to hold a conversation. You must not run into your boss and he has no idea who your boss is. Like, what? You don't know who that is. You know? He must not ask you who is the Minister of Education. You're like, no. Ah, come on. No, man. Like, ah, no. You know? Ah, no. Yeah. And also he must have a sense of knowing exactly where he is. He must know kucha aye or hedidomo ambo, it's what, you know? Like, he must just be an all rounder. And the funny part goes together with quality time and also communication, and that's what makes this person your best friend. So when we ask, what are you looking for? You shouldn't say that you're looking for a good looking guy that's clean, that's dark, that has potential, that's funny, that's a great communicator, is not broke and educated and can hold educated to some degree and can hold a conversation. No, you should say you want a loving and supportive person that is not afraid to tell you when you are wrong. Somebody that is smart, regardless of his educational background. Somebody that likes nice things so he can appreciate me, because I'm a nice thing, and somebody that can be the judge and the jury. He can be the one that punishes and also be the one that sets you free. So he must be capable of talking and capable of listening simultaneously. He must be somebody that I don't mind spending time with. I can spend time with this person. Even if I'm running around doing my errands, I can be with this person. Even if we are running around doing his errands, we can be together. Somebody that I can spend time with, because that's what I need. I need a best friend. And then I need somebody that is financially stable towards himself, so that his financial burdens never burden me. And in the need of wanting assistance, I'm capable or I'm able to ask him. And that is what you're looking for. That's what you need.
That's what I'll be answering next time a person asks me.
Yeah, like, yeah, I want a loving and supportive person. I want a person that's capable of telling me off, you know, telling me off and telling me exactly what I'm doing wrong, because you are not bad at listening. You are not bad at comprehension. It's just that people are not talking, and that's what makes you upset. Kucha, you guys are just allowing me to go and do wrong things because you guys don't want to tell me. Like, tell me. As long as you don't embarrass me, but tell me. If I made you upset, tell me. If, like, talk to me. I'm also a person. I also talk to you, so talk to me too. You know, I want you to be smart. I want you to be able to hold up a conversation with me, because I'm in the business of talking, and I can't just talk out of my head. I have to have some intel, right? So I need you to like nice things. I like people that like nice things because I'm a nice thing. So if you don't appreciate nice things around you, how are you going to appreciate me? I'm a nice thing, you know, and okay. So that's what you're looking for.
Yeah,
so that's what you're looking for. So if we have to talk about the pattern of the people that you have dated, what was wrong with them?
The ones that I've dated.
Yes. Or those that you have even spoken to, you ghosted, they ghost you, all of that. What was wrong with them? Because they have to have something that there has to be a lesson in everything that we do. So what was the lesson? What I learned is unavailability. I was seeking for unavailable. It doesn't even mean that you're unavailable because you are married or whatever. It's, there must just be an element within your life that makes you unavailable. Mm-hmm. It's either you are emotionally unavailable, you're financially unavailable, You are physically unavailable. You must be unavailable in one way or another. And then I like that. Yeah. Oh, he's unavailable. I like that.
the ones that I did.
But you can call back. You can call back, sis. Call back.
Okay, let me call back.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Talk Therapy here on Pulling Heartstrings. We are addressing the elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room is giving the nice guy a chance. And we are talking about the dynamics around giving the nice guy a chance. It doesn't always end in a tragedy. It doesn't always end in happiness and roses. Sometimes it's evaluating why exactly we are running from the guy or the nice guy, or why we are gravitating towards the nice guy or girl, and seeing exactly how we can manage to keep something afloat or let it sink. Ladies and gentlemen, these types of conversations are conversations that you think of, but you don't think in depth about it. We need to look at ourselves, evaluate ourselves, see exactly who we are so that we can know, aha, this is why I'm here. Good evening.
Hi, Biggie.
Aha, uh-huh, I'm here, sis. So what's their problem?
The two guys that I had, two people. The other one.
But you can also talk about the ones that you were talking to, and then you decided like, oh, I'm not talking to this guy anymore, or this guy just ghosted you. You can talk about those ones also, because at the end of the day, there is still a common denominator. So what did they have in common, or what was their problem?
This other one. What happened to this guy? Oh, he started making me feel like I'm crazy. You know what?
Gaslighting. Gaslighting. Mm-hmm.
Nigga is busy talking to me. He's busy entertaining hands, man. Mm-hmm. Ex-girlfriends and whatnot, because we're both in window by then. Mm-hmm. And then, every time, like, we're literally leaving seven minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, I mean, we got used to that, you know. It was a thing of, like...
You came from the north, you guys were in long distance the whole time, and then you finally came to Windhoek, and then Kanti, he was cheating, because when you guys are far apart, there's no real urgency when it comes to texting and all of that.
But I couldn't, you know, like when I was in the north, man.
Mm-hmm.
the community, everything was great. Like, it, he didn't give me any, there were no red flags from my side.
Yeah.
I just couldn't detect. There was nothing wrong. Mm. And then I came to Windhoek.
Mm.
And now we were going to, I'm 8, 9 months there.
Mm.
And we literally lived like that, like it was a 7 minutes walk from my place to space. And we're in each other's space like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole thing started, he just started being not available anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, you know, like when I started, you know, like detecting such things, I was like, but yo, bro, like what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was never like this when I was in the north, like what's going on? And it's like, no, but you know, in the north, when you're in the north, I had to be there and feel like I was there. But now, mind you, in Windhoek, right?
Mm.
We both here. So obviously the communication doesn't have to be too much anymore. Cause I can see you anytime that I want to see you. Not like the way you were there.
Mm.
And then you started entertaining ex-girlfriends and stuff and stuff.
Mm.
First time I caught him,
mm.
it was a whole drama. Because mm. then for me, I'm not really, because he's been a very good guy to me.
Mm.
I've never attempted going through his phone or anything like that. First time he went in the bathroom and then was, Mr. Johe, how come Badam was, and I was busy at the table.
Mm.
You know? It mm-hmm. it beeped. And I was like, oh, there's a honey that is texting. And then it was a whole drama, you know. I confronted him. I'm like, yo, bro. And I was very calm.
Mm.
I was very calm in the situation. I was like, yo, what's going on? Because I was very shocked. Mind you, I was very shocked. They've never done this. They've never given me. Mind you, this is a nigga that broke my virginity. Because I was like,
mm.
you know, I had visions with my life. I was like, in my entire life, I just need that one guy.
Forever.
Forever.
Record breaker.
I can remember being a virgin and all my friends lost it.
Mm.
And conversations that we would have.
Mm.
So they like, yeah, you, when now, why are you still a virgin? I'm like, guys, it's by choice.
I'm waiting for Mr. Right.
I'm waiting for Mr. Right.
Not Mr. Right now. We have answers. We have answers for our life choices.
Bruh.
Mm.
It got to a point where I was like, no, I know I'm old enough to break this,
mm.
but at least I just, what is missing right now? I was super ready to lose my virginity. I was like, I'm tired of being a virgin. You know, I feel like the only missing.
Like you benefit anything. Eh, tupane, tupane, kopirindiwape.
There's no trophy in losing your
virginity,
my dear.
Like,
no trophy.
There's no trophy. And you're all just the same as everybody else. There's nothing written on your face.
That's the one thing I would always tell my friends. I was like, yeah, the only missing thing here is a boyfriend. And then I got him. And then I was like, yeah, where have you been my whole life, nigga?
And then he didn't work. And then here we are with the rest of us.
My
right? Dear. The gang gang.
It happened. But I mean, yeah, man. I caught him. I asked him. And then it was, that nigga was very dramatic that day.
Mm.
You know? And then, yeah, it happened. But I could tell, because when he even went to work, I think he left me at his place. And he was like...
May I know what your problem is? Okay. I figured it out.
I asked him what's going on.
Mm.
And then he was very... Like, he's crying. He went outside. He's apologizing. But I could kind of... I don't know if he was pretending, though.
Mm.
But it kind of like affected him. I don't know. He was just feeling some type of way. He wasn't comfortable anymore. And then I can remember the next morning when he went to work. I think that was 2022 when I started working for Eagle.
Mm.
So he called me during lunch.
Mm.
I was starting. It was going to be my first day. Sally texted me and I was like, Benedicta, come through Wednesday. You're starting Wednesday.
Mm.
So I train you. Because Kovendu Kangandi can dare go to just see my boyfriend.
You know, bae.
So I go back home.
Right?
And then that came up, and then he called me during lunch. He's like, oh, babe, you didn't come with your things, right? Let me send you to later so you go just go buy something in town, you know? First day at Wetmore.
Yeah.
And there was, now, the previous night, mind you, that's when I confronted about him about the whole thing that was going on. And then he came back home and was like, yeah, no, I bought things. These are the things that I bought and stuff. But I could just tell he wasn't comfortable. Hey, I forgave him. I was like, okay, cool. Now I was trying to make him feel at home and be like, my G, understand.
Why? Like, is it?
Leaving you. I'm one and no pity in a chest top out with a second.
Yeah.
Exactly. My bro, you are here, you are with me, you are the one that I want.
Check.
I'm just talking to them.
And why do you have to talk to them? And what are you guys talking about that we can't talk together, you and I?
And he made me feel like I was crazy or something. That's what happened. And then in the other one, what happened? All the relations that I had is with this one that came back now, the one that almost...
The cute one.
The cute one.
Yesterday he was that guy. That is why a person needs big sisters, guys. Because, whoa. I was checking this other video on Instagram the other day, and this girl is like, bro, I feel so bad for people that don't have big sisters.
No, real.
Kucha, oh, guys, I'm sorry.
I have no big sisters.
Oh, my dear. And you can't even tell your brother. You're like, ah.
Brother.
Oh, okay, and then so how was that one?
With that one, it was the it's okay guy. It was the it's okay guy, and he had you know, like for me, I felt like some things were not that deep, but he just took everything to heart. I declined his video call. It's going to be a thing. He felt like I didn't love him enough. Send me nudes. Send me pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, but I don't do that.
Yeah. What would my mother say?
Yeah.
Like, could you mean I'm new at these sex things?
I couldn't do those things, but then he just took everything to heart, bro. And he only, up until this day, whenever he comes back, only comes back because it had been on and off thing, and on our own. Whenever he comes back, he's like, yo, Nduba, I miss you, my job. Like, I miss you. And then that's how the whole conversation starts. And then he always says that, no, but remember when you used to treat me like this?
Mm-mm.
You never loved me. When I'm asking for pictures as my honey, you don't want to. I'm asking for intimacy, but you don't want to. Like, as your partner, what do you mean? You treated me bad. And that's how they
Yeah, guys are very weird. At some point, they even go and tell people things. No. We don't know. We don't send naked pictures of ourselves to the general public. Huh?
And pushing that whole thing, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, so that you can go and diss you one day and send out your pictures. How do you think the Penelope then became porn stars on these internets?
And that's what I told him the other day when he had been pushing this whole thing of like, send titties, ne? I'm like, bruh, do you know the type of industry that I'm in, ne?
Eh.
You know what's happening, right?
Eh, you didn't see that, Omlunga. Let us call a spade a spade.
Because when
I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't send nudes.
You know what? When I said that night, you know, when he asked for the tickets, I was like, can you remember what happened? Like, I was being specific. Did you see that? He said, I saw. I'm like, now what do you want? But you guys are doing things to us.
We're not doing that, my dear. My mother will die. My mother is fragile. No.
I'll give it everyone a very bad name also.
Oh, like I know, guys.
That's how that relationship ended.
Okay, so your problem is that you like people that are going to make you go crazy.
You?
Yeah.
How?
You just are attracted to people that will make you go crazy. Now you have to ask yourself, why? Why? What happened? Am I at home, do they say that you are crazy?
At home, they say I'm a troublesome child.
Troublesome child is and your saying is always itandie ngwengu. So this that you are doing to me, guys, I can see it. So it always happens that the people that you date, it always goes into a crazy manner. They must always bring the crazy out of you. People say that you are crazy. And you look for people that are going to make you go crazy. So now you have to identify, okay, why do they end up making me go crazy? Is it because I don't listen to what they are saying, especially about exes? Is it because I'm not listening to what they are saying and identifying them? And I just look at whatever is happening. Because if somebody says that, yo, bruh, that girl was going crazy, bruh, she was coming to my house, beating out windows, bruh. And she's like, yeah, even like, and then the person says, yeah, even if that day I was not with a hun, that day means that it's just today that you're not with a hun. You're not cheating on this girl that you're calling crazy. But on previous occasions, you have been with Hans. And that is why she's acting out the way she's acting out. So, you don't hear that. You don't hear, you don't see people for what they are. Especially if you want them. You don't listen to what they have to say attentively. Because 90% of the time you're asking questions. So allow people to talk. Allow what they say to marinate so that you can see whether or not, right, people are good people or not. Because there's a lot I can tell about you from your past relationship. One, the way you talk about your ex says a lot. The way you talk about yourself says a lot. So when you're entering into a relationship and you guys are in your talking phase and you bring up, so what happened in your previous relationship? Now the answer could be, I don't like talking about exes, right? That is an answer on its own because why not? Yeah. Why not? Because if you are coming from a failed relationship, right? Wouldn't you want to not go through the things that you went through? Wouldn't you want us to be open enough to talk about what went down? And also in this conversation, so this is the part where, let's say he is fine with having a conversation of this nature, right? And then he says things like, oh, bruh, that Saima was crazy, right? That's like something that you must note down in your mind, which are crazy. Okay. And you don't go in like, yeah, don't call women crazy because you are capable of doing that. Defending the ex because he's disrespecting her. But you must not do that. You must just leave it. He must just go in. He must unravel. Like, oh, bruh, that girl was crazy, bruh. That girl would rock up at my house at 2 a.m., you know, drunk out of her mind. And she's crying and she just wants to make a scene. And I'm there with my parents, you know. Okay. So, what kind of women come to people's places drunk and crying? It's a hurt woman. What did he do to hurt her? Or what was happening to her that he could not comprehend? Because if something happened to me and I'm now going through the motions of like, oh my God, like let's say hypothetically, right? My aunt passes away and I don't know how to handle this. So I start drinking, right? Because I don't know how to handle it. I start drinking. And in my drinking, I'm also crying. The safest place I can go to is my partner. But the fact that he's looking at my situation, that he clearly knows that this is what I'm going through. He's looking at my situation like I'm crazy for rocking up at his place at 2 a.m. crying and drunk, right? Says a lot about him. Mm-hmm. That means, right, that he is emotionally unintelligent. That means he can't read the room when it comes to other people's emotions. He would rather label you. And he would take you in, right? He'll come to the gate and get you because you're drunk and you are his girlfriend. He'll still take you in and then he'll still sekirira you. Maybe he has an outside room or something. Still sekirira you and everything is fine. But the way he views you, right, says a lot. It says that he is incapable of reading another person's emotions, which are, right now this girl was going through grief. So even when I go and talk about the things that she has done, this must not be something that comes up because this is something that she did involuntarily because she was in pain. But if he can't see that, right, then the likelihood of you doing something to him and him bad-mouthing you to himself even is high. So, yeah, so we have to have conversations. And I know people don't like to talk about past relationships, but it is to say that there are some things that we must understand our patterns. If you are dating a guy that beats women, right? Mm. It's just a matter of time until he beats you.
Mm.
Yes. It's a matter of time until he beats you. So if he doesn't talk about that particular part of the relationship, or he talks about it, right, then you can see from which perspective it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if this person doesn't want to talk about past relationships, then it could be that he's uncomfortable about it. He's uncomfortable with the fact that there are very bad things in that relationship. Or he is not yet open, or he has something to hide. So these are things that we look at. And then we talk about your life. Like, who are you? I always say this as well with best friend that I have so much to tell you. You know, like you've missed such a big part of my life and the stories don't finish. I have so much to tell you. Like, hey, and when I was 4, eh? And then when I was 6, and then when I was 25, and then when I've got so much to tell you. So if we are in love, then we have a lifetime of catching up to do. Because this is what I want to do. I want to tell you all about it. It must just be a safe environment. So I would say that one thing that you must look at and try and change in terms of your dating life is you have to look at what makes you seem crazy and tone it down. Because you might be dating people, right? Yamwenumbudhi. Yeah. Ombudhi. Yamwenumbudhi. They are very loud and they are very what and they are very what. Or even better, they are not loud. But because you are loud, you always seem like you are the one that's blowing things out of proportion. It's like me andikudengende andikunyata no shange. But I'm also telling you, Kucha, you're not allowed to cry and scream. Yeah. And when you cry and scream, when people come, I say, I don't even know why she's doing this. Like what? You're like, hangwe ngunuhanya tanje no shange. And then the, mpawanyatane, waninga fatanyantura konge. So it looks like a bug bit you. But you know it's o shange. And he knows it's Oshange, but he will deny it in front of people. And with the way you are going on, they believe him. Mm-hmm. So maybe you must make your Habibi a loud mouth.
I'll try.
Yeah. You guys must be talking and laughing.
Mm.
Talking and laughing so that you guys talk and you guys laugh. Because Anumbono that are calm and collected like that, right? It's just the same as somebody that does many bad things.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a relationship with somebody that does a lot of bad things, you hide behind the person's badness. It's like a person that drinks too much alcohol, they're an alcoholic. And they do bad things when they are drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You that is dating the alcoholic, you also have your bad things that you do. Like, for example, you are a thief. You steal.
Mm-hmm.
But because the alcoholic is making noise and breaking things when he's coming in and what, right?
Mm-hmm.
We shine the spotlight on the alcoholic and then we dim the light on the thief. Because the thief is hiding behind the alcoholic's problem. So now when the alcoholic stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now things are still going missing because we used to blame the alcoholic most. Eh? Mm-hmm. And then you know how drunk people are. Sometimes they don't remember everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can always tell them that, yeah, when you came back and then you came to collect the bob card that was here, you know? And he will not remember and he trusts you most. But you are a thief. You stole his money. You are a thief. Right? So what happens now when the alcoholic stops drinking and stops taking anything and spending recklessly? What happens? Because you are still there. You are still a thief.
Mm-hmm.
So things are still going missing. So who is it then? If it's not you. Yeah, because I'm sober.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you can't tell me that, yeah, yesterday I came back and I took anything because I didn't. I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, because we used to say the alcohol is the one that's making me forget. Okay, there's no alcohol. So where is the money?
Exactly.
So we have a tendency of hiding behind somebody's mistakes. Or behind somebody's problem, right? With our own problems here. But just because our problems are not as big or not in the limelight as another person's problems, we think that we are fine. So I can be a very mean person. So I hide behind Nduva because Nduva is a very straightforward person. So I can be an instigator to Nduva. I can say that, oh, but that girl's attitude is bad. You know? And then we have a whole nice day together. And then the girl just steps on your foot a little bit. She didn't even see you. It was an accident. You can turn around and make it a whole thing. Which, yeah, ever since I got here, I just noticed that your attitude is bad. But it's not actually even you that thinks that. It's somebody that fed it to you.
Mm.
You see?
Right.
It's somebody that fed it to you, made you believe that this is what you think. Because them, they are sly, but it's not, it's actually what they think. So then they are mean. And then they make you seem mean because you are very forward. Just because you are forward doesn't mean that you are mean. But now they make you mean and forward, but they are the ones that are feeding you with the meanness.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced where somebody says that they don't like a particular artist? Like, I don't like Lioness. You know? Or I don't like Lioness. Or, I don't like Liz. Or I don't like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And because you love this person or you like this person or you are in this person's, you are friends with this person, you start hating Lioness also.
Because somebody hates.
Yeah, it's the same way as somebody gossips about you and then a whole entire clique doesn't like you. But in actual fact, it's just one person that poisoned everybody.
And everybody hates you now.
Now everybody hates you, but 90% of the people that hate you don't even know why they hate you.
Exactly.
Because you didn't, yeah. And that's the same with the relationship dynamics of your partner has the ability to poison you against the world and has the ability to hide behind you in their badness. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like the pretty boy. I don't like the pretty boy because I don't believe that he's innocent. But because of who you are, you like to pick up, right? Fairy tale things. You like to paint a beautiful picture of someone. And that's now what you don't see them in their true form and true nature. You don't scrutinize it because they would never. But truth is, you don't just wake up, right? And start feeling like you're going crazy because of this person. You don't just wake up and start feeling insecure about this person. No. They must have done something to encourage it. It is the way they say that, yeah, babe, but don't worry about nothing, right? Like, how can you say that? I'm literally pouring my heart out to you, and that's the only comment that you have. So that comment in itself, right, leaves room for doubt. Why don't you sit me down and talk to me nicely, Kucha, babe? I understand where you're coming from, and I understand this is most probably what is happening to you, and talk to you. You understand? But now it is brushed off a lot, like it ain't nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing. Right? But also, if we are to be honest, it could also be right that you had not healed from the first relationship's pain. And now you are hyper-vigilant with infidelity.
Mm.
Yes, because of that relationship. Because that relationship initially broke your trust. Like, now I can't trust. So every time he's smiling, I'm like, it's probably a girl. It's probably a girl that's texting him on Instagram. Like, it's the gram, it's the what. Like, you become paranoid. And that is why they say take some time. And it's not just taking time, right? It's really honestly talking through your experience so that you understand and so that you do better in the next one. So what you're supposed to do after the first relationship is have talk therapy, where we are talking about, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that everybody is the same. And also, don't be so guarded. And also, don't allow yourself to be stupid. So if you have to be guarded, be guarded. But also, don't allow yourself to be stupid. And also the concept of forgiving yourself, right? Because part of the pain here is, how did you not see it sooner? And when did it start happening? Was it always like that? But it's looking at where you were also. Location wise. So where you were played a role in keeping up with the infidelity. Because there was a lot of trust on the other side. Because there was no phone in your face. And even when you guys were together or linked up or whenever, the phone was always just hidden or something else. Yeah. So basically that's it. So we look at our past relationships, and then we look at the other relationship, and then we can see where exactly do we want to change and where we want to grow on. So crazy. That's your niche. Yeah, that's the initial umbrella. That's your niche. For me, it's abandonment. I don't know what loving a man looks like.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
It's abandonment. I'm a child of a broken home.
Mm.
So I don't know what it's like to have both my parents in one household. And as a result, I also don't know what a romantic relationship looks like with a man. So I'm hyper independent because I've always had to do everything myself. And also I'm hyper independent because I am a sherry.
Mm-hmm.
right? I am the caretaker. I am my sibling's keeper. I am my mother's keeper. I am my family's keeper. And then also with the abandonment, it was especially torturous to me because I also grew up in a physically abusive home where my brother has hated me ever since. Like, I have no idea. It's still an issue that we're trying to, we will most probably resolve later when I have enough energy for it. But right now I don't have the energy for it. So I haven't spoken to him in months. I'm just ghosting him for real, for real. But those are my issues. So one of the things that I've picked up in, especially throughout my younger years, is not that you might not have the good qualities. For me, it's not about the money. It's not about the education. It's not about any of this. It's availability, right? Mm-hmm. So I can date you from the streets. I can date you from the office. I can date you from the fridge. I can date you from the sun. It doesn't matter to me. But the issue for me was availability. So it was either I'm dating you from the street and you have nothing to offer me. You are unavailable in terms of finances, you know? You're unavailable. You can't assist me. You can't help me. You, like, there's nothing. Or I can date you that comes from a perfectly good home, but you can't assist me in healing my emotions. You know, I had to go through my dad's death, literally alone, because that was not an area that was fulfilled. Because, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's why you always talk about, you know, when we're talking about relationship stuff, you're always like, but I need somebody who is going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm at the hospital, will you be able to come through?
Yes. Clingy. I'm clingy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm clingy as hell.
So what do you do when...
We just find people that are clingy like us.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah. We find people that are clingy like us so that we can just live in our kabubble. Right? Where, and that's why we go back to what do you want?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. What do you want? Because the standards for relationships out there are written so bold and so big outside here, but they forget one thing. They forget individuality. They forget our trauma. They forget what we are. You understand? And now I've got like this superstar person in my life that is equally clingy. So he, for him, right? For me, I'm expecting you to at least visit me once in the hospital, you know, like every day once, right? But for him, he's visiting 3 times. Yeah.
Morning, lunch.
Yes. Yes. He's visiting 3 times and I appreciate that because that's what I like. So it's just a matter of finding what you like and living with it. You have to know what you want. You have to really know what you want and really know what you can stand and what you can't stand. Yeah. So with me, I'm clingy. I'm attached. I'm attached. You know? Yeah. I'm like that. The problem is that I'm also a person that likes silence. So that's where we clash. I want us to be together, but quiet.
Really?
And he can't do that.
Are you quiet?
I'm a very quiet person. I can stay a whole day without talking. Not unless you engage me.
But I'm just a younger version of you.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that I'm loud because, right? I talk for a living. And also when I talk, I spit game. Bars. Mic
you
drop. Mic drop. Brrr. Yes. Brrr. Bars. Eh? I write bars in bars. I am the truth. Ooh, baby, leave me alone. Yes. But so because of that, people assume that I'm something, but I'm not. I'm very quiet. Like, I'm a very quiet person. I'm those types of people that I enjoy my own company so much. I like sitting in my head. Yeah. I'm such a thinker. I'm a thinker. I'm a creator. Like, so the whole time I'm having meetings. I'm one of those people that are walking around talking to themselves. Yeah. Like, okay. So next week I must do this and I must do that. Okay. So I must do this. I'm like that. But right now, yeah, I'm like literally. So right now I'm at that, I'm in that little, I'm going crazy in my house. Yeah, I hate it.
Why?
Because I'm with those people. My husband and his family. My husband and his kids.
But Lisa, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you speak buzz on radio, that because that's the people are living, right?
Yeah. No, but, not even that. I got the job because I speak buzz. Literally.
Okay. Even lovely. Mm-hmm. But then when you go home, you are the type of person that just wants to be
quiet.
And be in your head.
Quiet, but, please.
But do you know when I'm very loud, but I'm also a very quiet person.
Yes.
When I don't know you until I get comfortable and I become a podcast.
I'm but very smart. No. I'm very smart, so when I go to places, I keep quiet. The only time I talk is when something interests me.
But when you hold the matriarch with your husband, right? Because this is somebody that I'm saying I'm quiet until I get used to you and I want to be talking every time.
Yeah, that's
but
not me.
You are home with the baby. Why don't you want to be sitting back at home?
Because he talks a lot. He talks more than I do.
That's
Like, you know what? I feel like, and I'm not saying this to be ungrateful because I'm very happy and I'm very grateful for where I am. I feel like I'm living in my worst nightmare. It's true. My husband, hella talkative. Yeah? My children, hella talkative. Everybody in our house is talking. So what happens is, right, the baby is talking now. It's Michaela, she's talking. So even when she's playing, like, I don't know why this child is doing this, but even when she's playing, right, it's mommy, 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 mommy. Like, my God, my God. You know, and then she comes, like, if I'm not responding, then she comes, right? And I just want to be quiet, right? Then she comes, mommy, 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 eh? And she likes to have conversations with me. So it's like, mommy, I just never mommy. You know, and like now it's a whole thing. It's a conversation. Then I have a 10-year-old son that I feel like I must take to the doctor to see if he's maybe having ADHD or something. Because my son is so talkative and he is so in a day, like, Even Habibi is like, guys, Elu, you must only one question per day. Eh? So tate, when the sky is shining, it's shining what? So tate, when you guys drive, like, so tate, that newspaper, eh? So that, like, he's like that. So when they go to school, right? We're very happy, but we're still stuck with Michaela. You see? And then my middle daughter is like, she's absolutely a sweetheart. She's like as quiet as a church mouse. Right? And then we have Cecilia as well. And it's loud. And then also there's this thing of the TV. So the child is not even fighting for the remote. Just the fact that the sound that's playing in the back. I think I'm hypersensitive to sound. Yeah. So I'm very, very, very heightened and I'm very annoyed all the time. Because it's the TV, and then it's the baby, then it's the children, and then it's the men. And everybody is having a conversation with me. I'm like, guys, go talk to each other. Like, but I can't sleep forever. I just want to sit and be quiet.
Go behind the house and sleep.
That's sitting and going to, like, otoran dirirako. So right now, what we have started is going away. So we go away, and then we go and just chill. The problem is that now, in the car, right, there's music.
Even music, you don't
I don't. I don't know. Maybe I have to go for a CT scan for my brain or something. Because what happens with me is that, that's what my brain feels like with all this sound.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, for me, it's so upsetting. Like, sometimes I even take up extra few minutes here at work because I know that by the time I get into the car, ne? Skoma bill buta kom tima woye. Dalindili ko topa number one. Dali yo superstar. Eh. And then on top of, so it's now PDK playing in the background and then him, he's asking, so how was work? Like, so it's, I, like, so now I must focus on PDK. Who am I focusing on?
But also the matrix, let me quickly ask you.
Yeah.
What if you're knocking over 12, right?
Yeah.
What if, cause then you said you're coming from, you grew up in a very abusive home.
Mm. There was always noise.
There was always noise.
Yes. And until today, like, even if a door slams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
what if it's just a trigger?
Yes, it's traumatic, yes. And also, like, my abuser is a person that doesn't talk softly. Because now he's going deaf in his one ear, so he's always talking very loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, like, severe anxiety about a lot of things, even driving fast, a lot of things. I'm just, like, a whole mess. Mm-hmm. I'm a beautiful mess, though.
Beautiful one. Maybe you need to go for therapy.
Yeah, I do. I do go for therapy. That's how I know my problems. So what I need is a bigger home with an outside facility that I can go to and I can have my moment.
Reminding me of Unati. Unati is, she's from SA, right? She was married and then she divorced.
Because her.
And I can remember she went on Meggy podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's how Meggy was asking her about the divorce thing, what really led to that. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was never infidelity or anything like that. It was just that we outgrew each other, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We outgrew each other. And then she mentioned something very important that, because Meggy now asked her, do you still believe in marriage? She was like, yeah. You know, just somebody, I'm still going to get married. Mm-hmm. But this time around, mm-hmm. it has to be, I need somebody richer. A little bit richer.
Yeah.
So we can just have two
space. Do you know, right? Do you know why I'm fighting to have a village house? I'm fighting to have a village house so that I can have Onjuro. We cannot share Onjuro. Onjuro ya kurukati no non. Like, I wanna have my own room.
She's like, when you get on my nerves, I should be able
like,
to
yes.
And rest for 2 or 3 weeks and come back when I miss you.
Yeah. Like, even with my husband's clothes, right? He's so neat and so organized and stuff. Like, all his things go on hangers. Socks, hangers. Vest, hanger. The whole thing is just full of his things. Hang everything. He's a Yaneka, he's a kangura kind of person. So his things are like kanguruad and he's neat, right? So I can never find my things. Why? Because he's so organized. And yeah, it's weird to see the things that frustrate you, right? The fact that you can't find your dress wewe ile kampa. Kanti he folded it after he kangurad it and folded it. You're like, ah.
That's my dad.
Like,
And he replaced everything. When you're going to ask for something that you just please do it. Where is it?
Like, exactly. Why are you like this? Like, you know our kitchen, right?
Yeah.
This man rearranges that kitchen. Like, if he doesn't like the way something looks, I think he's got like this deep OCD for cleanliness. He's not even like a typical bamboo dude. He's not afraid of work, especially in his own environment. Like, it's maybe just because the spoon drawer is something that we cannot put the spoons anywhere else. But that's the only constant in that kitchen. The spoons, where they stay. Everything else, you're going to look for the cups. The cups have been moved to another cupboard.
What's that?
Because this is easier to access. It's like, oh, okay. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's that plus the music, plus the happiness and all of that. I don't mind the happiness and I get it, right? I'm just trying to not be a party pooper. And I want my own personal space.
Don't worry.
Yeah. That's why I'm forcing those bambulant things. Too hard to come here. Umuroko, I'm boy. Ah, kunto tayo to tirengini. Hey, which are you know? I'm forcing for us to get it, you know, to finish it, so that my not even renting, so that I can just have my own onju womos, so I can tell him, which are oh heavy, hey, oh heavy, the mandanga takuti anua, yeah.
You like saying that. You like
the problem is that this guy will be calling you on the phone. I'm like, I want us to be quiet together. I love you so much together, but apart.
Let's be on our phone.
Yeah, it's better because then I don't have to say a word because I'm texting.
Yeah. But you guys can be chilling and be, instead of talking, like go on, give each other, you can be in the same space. And be like, can we watch something? He watches something on his phone. You watch something on your phone.
We watch TV.
We watch TV.
We watch good episodes. We have a lot in common. We watch good episodes. Right? It's just that I'm just not a talker. I'm not a talker. Like.
We are watching TV, obviously I'll keep reminding. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's not me. Me, I'm quiet for 5 hours. Cause we are watching.
Yeah.
So, because we are watching, so. We are quiet when we are watching.
Let's watch and listen.
So that nothing misses us. Yes, that's me. And him, on the other hand, is like a whole talkative person. Like, oh my goodness, did you see how that sword came? And then, like, I'm like, sometimes when I'm trying to be, or when I'm bad, right? Sometimes I even just pose the thing and I say, let's wait for Tate to finish talking. Because he knows. I'll keep talking. So that's sod. But now he has a whole gang that agrees with his method. So everybody's talking. Like, yeah, Tate, did you see that other one? Yeah, but even there, Elu, when. So it's a whole gang of people that are talking about what he's talking about, and it is what it is. But anywho, ladies and gentlemen, I love you guys so much, and I will see you again tomorrow. But apart from that, stay safe, stay well, stay blessed, stay loved.